The Navy's newest America-class amphibious assault ship, the future USS Tripoli, is set for commissioning in Pensacola next summer, although the date has not been finalized. I recently joined members of the local commissioning committee and Pensacola Navy League for a trip to Ingalls Shipyard in Pascagoula, Mississippi, to get a first look at the new ship. USS Tripoli, LHA-7, is the third U.S. Navy ship named Tripoli in honor of the Battle of Derna in 1805, a decisive victory led by a detachment of U.S. Marines. Its commissioning ceremony will be the fifth held at NAS Pensacola, dating back to USS Mitcher in 1994. Tripoli has been in the works since May 2012, when the Navy awarded a nearly $2.4 billion contract to Huntington Ingalls for design and construction. Nearing completion, the vessel underwent a series of sea trials this summer and fall to assess its operational readiness. Right now, though, Tripoli is in dry dock at Ingalls Shipyard. For the Pensacola group that's come for a tour, this means our first view of the ship is a close-up of the huge portside propeller and hull. From the dock, we take a construction elevator up to the flight deck.
You basically cover just shy of 3 football fields. The 845 feet.
Captain Kevin Myers, the ship's commanding officer, serves as guide for our short tour. He briefly pauses to acknowledge, with a bit of humor, that this will be a recorded tour.
Oh, I'm on record now for the radio. All the Florida radio stations are the best. That's what I hear.
Now, more details about the vessel, which has a top speed of over 22 knots or 25 miles an hour. Powered in part by 2 marine gas turbine engines and 2 5,000 horsepower auxiliary propulsion motors.
So we're about 45,000 tons sitting up on the blocks right now and going down the port side like most of the amphibious helicopter assault ships. These are now capable of carrying the Joint Strike Fighter as well as every Marine Corps helicopter in the inventory and the Osprey. And then we'll also have a search and rescue detachment of the Navy SH-60 helicopters.
Tripoli, which has a crew of about 1,000 Navy and can carry roughly 1,800 Marines, will operate like a small carrier, featuring aircraft with vertical and or short takeoff and landing capabilities. The captain points up to the main aircraft control tower and notes the vast amount of equipment on the ship.
It is a massive command and control capability, either for controlling aircraft, broadcasting systems, managing global satellite internet, and then a lot of our capability of collecting intelligence as we sail around.
On this ship, our primary mission is flight ops. So you see this box that says radiation hazard in red? That's part of the 41 radar. That basically is a landing aid that helps the aircraft.
Electronics technician, First Class Kamal Marie, explaining how the radar system helps the pilots get lined up for landing.
That's one of the things they have on their instrument panels. That lets them know that they're not going to hit the ship, they're not going to miss it. That lets them know if they keep going, they're going to land on the ship perfectly. So that's for them. We also have something, the big one right next to it is the 35 radar. That's basically the same thing, but that's what we use to track them. In case the 41 is off, we can let them know, hey, go to the right, go to the left, go up, go down.
The real difference between this and an aircraft carrier is they're designed to operate aircraft blacked out.
This is retired Rear Admiral Don Quinn, chair of the Commissioning Committee and former commander of the Naval Education and Training Command, or NETSE. He chimes in to point out one of Tripoli's most distinctive features.
So all their lights are shut down, they go to night vision goggles because the amphibs operate so close to shore, makes them less of a target.
If I want to make my aircraft carrier friends feel a little bad, I like to tell them that I can steam around a mile or two off the coast and I don't need 25 destroyers, cruisers, and everybody else to protect me. I'll take care of it myself with a few Marines and a sniper rifle.
Captain Myers does have a bit more firepower at his disposal. The ship's armament includes 2 rolling airframe missile launchers, 2 evolved Sea Sparrow missile launchers, and 7 twin 50 caliber Browning machine guns. Now that we're done on the flight deck, the tour continues. The captain leads the group down a deck or two. To get to our next stop, we navigate a couple of steep ladder wells and narrow passageways. This ship is a maze of rooms and spaces for everything, including equipment, general quarters or workstations, private sleeping quarters, lounges, recreation areas, meeting rooms, and of course, dining or mess. As we file in, Captain Myers hopes we haven't lost anybody.
Someone's still looking at the propeller down.
I was dropping peanuts along the way, so we find our way back.
For a quiet place to continue talking about the ship, we've been taken to the wardroom. Not so long ago, this was one of numerous open, unmarked spaces on the ship.
If we were here two and a half years ago, there were no frame numbers, there were no labels. In some cases, there were no doors. You would just walk into an empty area.
Captain Myers says it's pretty impressive how the dozen or so craftsmen in the shipyard pull it all together.
And you'll see a whole bunch of people just running around with cans of spray paint, different colors. They're the fabrication markers, and they'll come in and just put an X, or they put a circle, or they put an arrow, or they put a line. They'll put three dots, and it means something to the people who will come in behind them and put a foundation down. It'll mean something else to a person who puts the bolts and the brackets and whatever down, and then they figure out where the tables are going to go.
At this point, construction of USS Tripoli is just about complete, but the ship will remain in dry dock through at least the end of the month for the fit and finish phase. In our next installment, we'll learn a little more about the ship, its crew, and operations. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.